Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back for the fourth installment of a very special program about one of the least understood and yet arguably most important fronts in the war for the free world, namely the economic front. It is an area that enemies of this country understand and, according to our guest Kevin Freeman, have been and are exploiting to our great detriment. Kevin Freeman, again, is the CEO of Freeman Global Investment Counsel. He's a chartered financial analyst, the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon and Game Plan, and the founder of a new program we'll be talking about momentarily, the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. And Kevin, before we get to that, let me just ask you about something that is the subject of your newest book, Game Plan. Cyber warfare. You alluded to it at the end of the last segment, but talk a little bit about information that has been coming out almost every day, it seems, that the Russians with their black energy program and the Chinese, according to the NSA director, having gotten inside the electric control systems of our grid, and even the Iranians now, according to a group called Silence, having done so as well. What does all of this portend, not just for the electric grid and therefore our society, as you mentioned earlier, our currency, just one piece of that, but for all of us?
A year ago at this time, we were first being treated to the idea that someone had hacked Target's credit card, the retailer's credit cards, and everybody was saying, oh, I'm going to have to get a new credit card. What a shame. I'll have to call people and tell them that these weren't my charges and so forth. And so we tend to think of cyber attacks in that vein. It's criminal activity. It's with an economic benefit in mind, and it may be a minor inconvenience. What Admiral Rogers said, very reluctantly, I might add, in his congressional testimony is it's far beyond that. There is the potential for a cyber Pearl Harbor, or really much worse, taking down the stock exchange, which would have a huge impact on our way of life, or we've found that there's Trojan horses in just about every major infrastructure of the United States. Everything we depend on for water, for power, for anything of significance has been hacked at one level or another. And it's not just the Chinese, it's the Russians, it's North Korea, as it may have been in the case of the Sony Pictures attack, it's Iran. And we think North Korea, they don't have any capabilities. That's not true. They have very, very sophisticated cyber capabilities. So it is something that we need to be worried about from an existential basis. If they took out the power grid, we have all of the disasters that would happen from a solar storm or an EMP, but it could be purpose planned attack and no nuclear weapon involved.
Yeah, not a shot fired, as they say. Kevin, one of the other facets of the economic warfare with potentially significant cyber implications, you were kind enough to join us to discuss in Washington shortly before the IPO of a company called Alibaba, a major Chinese information technology conglomerate. Where are we now that that IPO has taken place profitably, it appears, and what are the implications as you see it for our privacy of information, proprietary and personal, and perhaps more?
Well, we handed a Chinese communist-controlled company $25 billion of American capital, the largest IPO in history, larger than Facebook, Microsoft, Dell, Apple, Google. Put them all together, and they didn't total $25 billion at their initial public offering. And with that money, the intention is to buy as much American technology as possible, put in communist Chinese control, and have absolutely no American voting rights whatsoever. Should we have done that? Absolutely not. Even Mark Cuban on CNBC this past week publicly admitted it was foolish for America to allow a communist company to come in and take that dominant of a position in our market. What it means now is, they have access. If you buy something on an Alibaba-affiliated website, Alibaba will have access to the information, which means the Chinese government has access. They don't have to hack your credit card. You're going to willingly give it to them when you buy something from one of their sites. And we know that they demand access across the board And you can use these tools to manipulate the American public as well. You can put offerings up that will cause people to think a different way about subjects. We're worried that Google will do this, and privacy advocates are all up in arms about what Google can do. Alibaba not only can do it, but they will do it at the behest of the Chinese government.
This is just one of the many areas in which our guest Kevin Freeman has been doing incredibly important work, thoughtfully delving into enemy threat doctrines and capabilities. And I can't thank you enough, Kevin, for bringing it to the attention of our audience today, but also the vastly larger community of Americans that are taking advantage of your website, globaleconomicwarfare.com, as well as your two books, Game Plan and Secret Weapon. Kevin, talk, if you would, about this new initiative of yours, the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. I'm very excited. I had the ability to participate in the launch of it down at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Give us a read-in on what you have in mind, why you've started it, and what you hope will come of it.
We started for two reasons. The first is, as I would go and give talks in the heartland, I found that the average American is far more interested in national security issues than Washington believes. The average American understands them better than the average staffer in congressional office. They're up on these things, and they want to know, how does this impact me? Is it going to hurt my investment? Should I invest in gold, or should I buy stocks, or what should I do? So I knew there was an economic and a natural interest of the American people. I also found that in Washington and Wall Street, they're very conflicted. Wall Street was conflicted by Alibaba because $300 million in fees was paid to the major investment banking firms that brought them public. And in Washington, we see influence money throughout the capital, from the Saudis, from the Chinese, from the Russians, and so forth. So I knew that the only way we could make a real difference would be to touch people where they're living and sell them it is in their personal interest to become involved. And unable to get to all 300 million Americans, I targeted what I know best, which are investment advisors. And I know the investment advisor has the ear of his or her client, that they have their interests at heart. And by training investment advisors, we could carry the message out in a new and fresh way, and people would want action taken because they'd see it meant whether their portfolio would go up or down the next year. And so at Oklahoma Wesleyan, we trained 24 in our founders class with exceptional results. We had national security experts like yourself and other from the Center for Security Policy like Claire Lopez. We had Dr. John Lenchowski. We had Lieutenant General Boykin. We had Joe Schmitz, the former Inspector General of the Pentagon, and Patrick Byrne, and you know, a number of really high-quality experts. And then we had 24 of the best investment advisors, financial advisors in the country, coming together in something that's never taken place before. And the response has just been incredible. Both sides have appreciated the opportunity to meet and reach because we're working together to help protect Americans.
And the point of it is to see if you can carry this program forward, obviously, to thousands of these investment advisors. Give us a sense of how this is likely to ramp up in the days and months ahead.
Well, for 2015, we've budgeted 6 city visits where we'll go in and do a one-day visit in the city, and as many as 4 of these classes on a larger scale, not 24, but maybe 50 advisors at each class for 2015 and beyond in 2016. If we're able to do that, ultimately we think we can reach, as we ramp up, 5 or 10,000 advisors representing somewhere between $250 billion and $1 trillion of investment capital, and we can do it over the next three years or so.
This is obviously a formula for creating a force for American economic warfare, certainly defending us against that of our enemies, if not offensively operating from private sector sources. It's incredibly important. Kevin Freeman, we thank you for your leadership and your mastery of this very complex but very important subject and for sharing it with us in this hour. We hope you'll come back to us again very soon. We hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.